morning, Power Hour Nation. What a pleasure it is to be with you. Allow me to welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, to the one and only Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com are two websites. You can also, a lot of people go to talkstreamlive.com. They got a little more features on back podcasts and stuff. Sometimes it's easier, but our website's gotten a lot easier with that too. So thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com. A lot of good guests. We got Wayne, not only Wayne Elliott, we're going to talk about Iron Earth. The biggest problem with farming, and they did this study in the 30s, the government, and talked about the depletion in the soil, that the minerals weren't there like they were. Well, fast forward now a lifetime, and imagine what the soil looks like.
It's depleted.
They've been pumping NPK into the soil for, 100 years now, and what have we gotten for it? Sick.
Yeah.
That's about it. Anyway, Iron Earth. Wayne Elliott, we're going to talk about Iron Earth, the REM sleep tranquil. CardioCom, we're getting questions about what's the difference between heart drops and cardio support, the CardioCom. Well, we'll go over that and more. And I always like to hear about what's going on in Canada because it's a good precursor to, what they're going to attempt to do around here.
Yep.
And then Jerome Corsi.
I wonder what's going on with Jerome.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
We will.
He's going to come on. He's going to talk about, I want to ask about Roger Stone, how he feels. Watching the whole Roger Stone, does that give him flashbacks or what?
Yeah, oh man, that's terrible.
Yeah, I wonder. Anyway, we're going to get to the news and then Wayne will be on. This is an article from the BBC. From the BBC now, this is like more mainstream than Fox News is here in Europe, in the UK. Probably even more than CNN as far as mainstream. Corporate media. It says it's 20. Here's the article. Will travel be safer by 2022? That's the question. It's 2022 and you've just arrived at the travel destination of your dreams. As you get off the plane, a robot red laser beam that remotely takes your temperature. You're still half asleep after a long transoceanic flight, so your brain barely registers the robot's complacent beep. You had just passed similar checks when boarding the plane hours ago, so you have nothing to worry about and could just stroll to the next health checkpoint. As you join the respiratory inspection queue, a worker hands you a small breathalyzer capsule with a tiny chip inside. Conceptually, the test is similar to those measuring drivers' alcohol levels, but this one detects the coronavirus particles in people's breath, spotting the asymptomatic carriers who aren't sick but can infect others. By now, you know the drill, so you diligently cough into the capsule and drop it into the machine. You wait for about 30 seconds, and the machine lights up green, chiming softly. You now proceed to the immigration. So you fumble for your passport and walk on. These technologies may sound like science fiction, yet they are anything but. If you had traveled earlier this year when countries began locking down, you may have already spotted the remote infrared thermometers used in airports. However, while thermometers are helpful, they aren't ideal. People can have fevers for other blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on and on. This article paints some rosy picture, some utopian dream about the future where you travel and basically you're going to get monitored and everything's going to get monitored to you because of this coronavirus and what's here and blah, blah, blah. The trust stamp, the actual vaccine with a stamp, a mark in you. It's a tattoo so you can put it under, I guess,
that's
a black light
or whatever.
They scan it so they know if you've had what vaccines or what have you. This is what this article is in the image and the future that is portraying. This is a massive story. This is massive news. It is not the biggest story, certainly not in the country. The biggest story in the country is a unbelievable happy story. I was talking to my wife about this last night. I went on her Facebook. Every once in a while I go on and just look and kind of see what's there. There must have been, I'm just scrolling down, if you know anything about Facebook, I know very little, but you just scroll down and kind of see what goes. There must have been 5 or 6 people who all said the same thing. They were like, I posted this video, I'm posting it again, it keeps getting torn down, what in the heck's going on? And we're talking about the doctors, the one from Africa, touting hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
And zinc, hydroxychloroquine and zinc. One of the smartest things, we have some contacts and people told us to go all the way up to Trump himself. And some of the things he does, he'll put things out there, like, why is Fauci in the position he's in? Well, Fauci's in the position he's in so he can be embarrassed.
Yeah, make a fool out of him.
So, and now you can see how this goes and how now Fauci and Gates have, you know, to a big percentage of the population, they've
destroyed themselves.
Right. You wouldn't let them watch your dog if you went on vacation.
Everything that they said over the years has been wrong. Everything.
One of the most brilliant things he did, and this has been, what, I don't know, a month, 2 months, I don't know, I can't even remember, everything comes so fast. Mm-hmm. But at one point he said, yeah, I'm taking the hydroxychloroquine and the zinc.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
He says that. Yep. And the media went nuts.
Yeah.
Why did he do that? One, he knows it works.
Mm-hmm.
And right before that, already the French study came out. French doctors were like, what's the problem? This is unbelievable. This
has been around 60, 70 years.
This is working fantastically.
Tons of literature on it. Works. No, you know, counteractions to anybody.
No real major side effects.
Yeah.
Unless you overdose.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, yeah. I mean, there's some with any drug, but mm-hmm. So what happened? I want you to think about this. And I put it with my wife's Facebook. The doctor from Africa came out. She says, yeah, I've been using the hydroxychloroquine and the zinc hydroxychloroquine. I put the chloroquine and the zinc. We had 350 patients and they're all doing fine now. No deaths at all.
And that's doctor after doctor after doctor giving the same story.
Same story. Okay, so what is happening now? Well, that they want to get that message out. We're tired of being put in a box. We don't want people to die. I'll risk my license. I don't care. I'm saying it.
Mm-hmm.
The video goes viral. Donald Trump Jr. even posts it. Twitter bans his account.
Yeah. Twitter prison?
The people who on my wife's account, my wife's page, it gets erased. What has this done? What has Donald, and see, Donald Trump gives the legitimacy to it. See, when he said, no, you're fake news, when he pointed at CNN and said, you're fake news, he gives legitimacy to it. When he said, I'm on the hydroxychloroquine and the zinc, he gives legitimacy to it. So in people's minds, what has just happened? And I'm seeing this on Facebook. This should excite you more than anything, I believe, if you're talking about, you know, this struggle for liberty, this battle for liberty, this battle to maintain liberty. Because a certain percentage of the population that I'm seeing on Facebook, their posts, this is BS.
Oh, yeah.
What is this? They think they can erase my video. This is just a video of some doctor talking about hydroxychloroquine. This is ridiculous. What are they afraid of? What is a big pharma? What are they, just a shill for big pharma? I mean, these are the comments I'm getting. And what have they created by their tyranny? Not only by the big pharma's overreach by limiting access to this information, then Twitter and Facebook and all their shenanigans, and then tie that into a Fauci and Bill Gates. You have literally, because of their actions, you have literally created something that Samuel Adams could have dreamt about in the 1760s. One of the most famous quotes from any of the founding fathers is Samuel Adams. It does not take a majority to prevail. It takes an irate minority willing to set brush fires in the minds of men and women, mankind.
Yeah.
What I am seeing by this issue, I am seeing people more aggressive, more wide array across the spectrum of people who are now have been weaponized against this. They are irate.
Mm-hmm.
They are convicted.
They sure are.
They are willing to proselyte.
Mm-hmm.
And they are immune to resistance.
Yep.
That is the formula for success.
Yes, it is.
This is fantastic.
Sure is.
Now, let's back up and look at this and how important this is. Talk about the BBC article. It's pretty obvious the vision of Bill Gates, Fauci, many other people, they've made it pretty clear. There is no normal until there's a vaccine. Even then, you'll have to wear masks. There is no new normal ever. Your life has been changed as we know it. Yep. The travel, you're going to have a stamp. You're going to have da-da-da. You're going to have da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You've heard it all, right? Why are they going nuts over this issue, over some malaria drug, cheap, less than 5 cents a pill or
something like that.
I mean, I don't know. It's cheap.
Been around for years.
Why are they going nuts about this? Why did Donald Trump say he was taking it with zinc? Why? Because this little malaria drug and this simple treatment explodes their dream.
Mm-hmm.
Explodes it.
Yeah.
It destroys it.
Yeah.
This video, if you have access to it, it keeps getting taken down. I mean,
sure
I see
does.
It over. I mean, I see it over and over again on Facebook. People put it up, then it's edited,
yep.
And it's just like a blank thing. What are they going to do now? Just start erasing people's account, like Twitter? You know, Twitter already does erase people's account.
They put what's his face under what is it? Quarantine or whatever. They took it down.
Twitter. Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah, I don't go. I'm not on it very often, so. But
he's in quarantine.
I guess. I don't know what it's called.
He's in Twitter quarantine.
Yeah. Froze his account, I guess. I don't know what it is.
I cannot stress enough how big a story this is.
And he's pushing, and they're telling out that Fauci's into that remdesivir that costs $5,000 a month.
The interview yesterday that we had with Sherry Rogers, if you want to help explode this and get and push this chloroquine,
yeah.
Quinine.
Yeah,
the quinine.
Yeah, I got it.
That was used as early as the 1500s by the Indian medicine doctors, anyway, mm-hmm. If you didn't know that. Quinine was. By the quinine, chloroquine. This explodes their narrative. This has become the battle line right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Why should I wear my mask?
Why are you making me wear my mask? I can just take hydrochloroquine.
Yep.
Well, you might get sick. The mask doesn't protect you. You're doing it for other people. What do you mean? I might be dumb, but I'm not stupid. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then at the same time, Twitter, Facebook, CNN, Bill Gates, Fauci are hiding and tamping down something that's working, that Donald Trump, see, how important is Donald Trump? See, this is where I will jump on Donald Trump's bandwagon. I will lead the band in this. How magnificent is it that he comes out and adds legitimacy to these things when he says this?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
It's inseparable.
Yes.
You cannot quantify what a big step this is.
Huge.
It's massive.
Yeah.
So all these people who are sitting here on Facebook and now Facebook, Twitter wants to just push them to the side and isolate them and, oh, you're just a conspiracy theory, whatever. Donald Trump just took a big, huge spotlight and shown it on everybody who's in the same situation. Oh, they're attacking Donald Trump just like they're attacking me.
That's right.
Oh, they're telling me I have to wear a mask. The same people who are editing me, the same people who won't let me see an interview with a doctor in Africa who has successfully treated 350 patients, they're not discussing her trial at all. They're not discussing the patients at all.
Nope.
They're not discussing the French study at all. People, you know, Americans may be dumb. They are not stupid.
That's right.
They're putting all this together and they're saying, you liar, liar, pants on fire. You are a liar. This whole thing is a lie.
Yeah.
This is Bravo Sierra, as Joyce used to like to say.
Yeah.
This is crap.
Fauci goes out and throws the first pitch out at the stadium. Doesn't social distance himself, sitting next to people.
And he's
got his mask around his
takes
throat.
It off.
It takes his off. Yeah.
Probably so he can breathe.
Probably about ready to pass out.
That's why he didn't throw the ball very good. He didn't, his oxygen levels were too low.
He couldn't see straight.
This is a massive story. If you have any access to that video, if you have any, the people you talk to,
mm-hmm.
This has created a small group of irate
mm-hmm.
people. And it should. Irate. Why do you think, and then you put this with Walmart just back down.
They did.
And said, well, okay, if you don't want to wear a mask, we'll still serve you.
And we were part of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, we were part of that.
We were part of that.
Absolutely, we were part
of that. I feel good about myself going there. I didn't know.
My new MO is I am difficult. You want me to do something? I am difficult.
Right.
I am disagreeable.
Yes.
I am not agreeing with this. What they have done by their overreach, we have forced them, we collectively, America, the truth, these doctors, these are heroes.
They are heroes.
Donald Trump.
They're risking their whole career.
Donald Trump doing this.
Mm-hmm.
They have created an army.
The perfect storm.
The perfect storm.
Yep.
This is 1770s all over again. This is how we won. This is how we won. You are listening to these people on Facebook, a wife's thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're done.
Yep.
They are irate.
Yep.
They're telling everybody they know,
mm-hmm.
and you can't change their mind. They're done.
And
they are untouchable to the New World Order on this issue. The New World Order will never, ever, ever reach these people because of what they have done, because of what the New World Order did and the lies they told, and the people saw this. They will never reach these people.
Never.
An army of dissent just was created on this issue because Donald Trump got up and said, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine and zinc.
Yep.
Yep. And now with these doctors, God bless these doctors. Twitter, Facebook, they're putting in the same category as CNN. The whole thing, it is a lie. This is the most fantastic news possible.
Yep. This could be the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well, it's created an army.
It sure has.
Now, I don't know how big it is, but it's created an irate little army.
Mm-hmm.
It's created an irate little group who they're done.
Well, even on that interview with Bill Gates the other day, the lady asks him, hey, I 80% of the people that took your vaccine, the new vaccine, have had problems.
Side effects, yeah.
Side effects. What do you say to that, Bill? Is this vaccine safe? They changed the subject, and she didn't follow up on it.
They've published reports, and I can't remember the source of the study. You know, mm-hmm. polls. I'm traditionally suspect of polls.
Well,
to whoever does the poll,
right.
But the polls I've seen that have been public across, and this is on corporate media. This is not, you know, like our site or anything.
Mm-hmm.
This is corporate media. Said that about 18% of the people are not N-O-T, capital N-O-T, not getting this coronavirus vaccine.
And for what?
18%.
Yeah, for what?
18% is too many for them.
Yeah.
That's too many.
Mm-hmm.
They can't overcome it.
No.
It'll be like Walmart. They can say, and they're going to say, and they're going to come out in their suits, and they're going to come out like they have authority, like mm-hmm. they're all this, they're all that, and try to make you feel and try to make you bow to their authority, as the guy in South Park, Cartman, says on South Park.
Yeah.
They're going to make you bow to to our authority.
Uh-huh.
And 18% are saying no.
Yeah.
And I promise you that number is about to go up with this issue. This issue with this video is and so the interview with Rogers yesterday is very important that you get it, you share it, you get it out however way possible, because she talks about the dose. You know, the only way you're going to have side effects is if you overdose, because it has a long half-life and
right.
something and
stays in your body study, a long time.
Right. And the studies about it and what have you. This is extremely important.
Yes.
This is the best news I've seen in 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
This is better than the Walmart news, but they're related.
Yeah.
This is better. This is the best news I've heard all year. This is the best news I've heard all year, because their actions have just created a small, irate army.
Yeah. And what should I take a vaccine for with it has a kill rate? Now it's down to about 0.2.
Yeah, why should I risk? Why am I risking? You're telling me I can't travel?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The same people tell me I can't travel, the same people who took down the video. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I took down. Now, Donald Trump is not mandatory national. So state levels, the same people shut down everything. They could have given people hydroxychloroquine.
And,
wait a minute.
And not
are they even try? They won't even try it.
Nope.
But Big Pharma said they did a study. Wait a minute. But France did a study and they said everything's fine. Wait a minute. The lady in Africa is treating these people. Everything's fine. Wait a minute.
Something wrong with this picture.
There's something wrong with this picture. This is a lie. I am not getting a vaccine. You are a liar. You are a damned liar.
Yeah, I agree.
And this is done. Do you see, ladies and gentlemen, how powerful this is?
Mm-hmm.
And they have created it. The New World Order created it by their lies. Bill Gates, Fauci created it by their lies.
Yeah,
Americans might be dumb, but they're not stupid.
Yeah, they built their own coffin.
This is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Now's the time to push.
We have to push. We can't stop. We got
to
go.
We have to push. Now you.
This is it. Get every bit of information that you possibly can. If they take it down, put it back up.
You get these articles. Get these news articles.
Yeah.
Get the interview with. Cut out the part where she just talks about. We'll try to get Catherine or Jason to segment just the part where she talks about hydroxychloroquine yesterday in the interview.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah.
She talked. I don't know. It was about 5 minutes or so. With mm-hmm. That was. So important. So,
yeah. I learned something I didn't know. Yeah.
Well, good. When somebody like Sherry Rogers says, I've done the research, here's what it is, here's what they need to do, this is great, this yep. is help. So, I can't even say it. The chloroquine, the vitamin D, the zinc, magnesium, selenium.
C?
E-C.
Yeah.
You.
That's an unbeatable combination.
It's unbeatable.
Yeah. You won't get sick.
Good quality supplements.
Yes.
Good quality supplements. We got less than a minute before the break.
Segment. I enjoyed that.
Well, this
got my heart pumping.
Well, this is exciting.
It is exciting.
Because I'm seeing the responses on Facebook. Yeah. I mean, these are people that you would, you know, they've been kind of active with their posts and stuff, yeah. but now they're like, this is bull crazy. Yeah. This is, I am not, they are, I mean, they are like mad.
Yeah.
They are mad. That is
exceptional. Yep. Love it.
Exceptional. Do we even talk about William Barr in the hearing yesterday?
Let's do it. We said,
okay. Here's what,
30
here's,
seconds.
Here's what it went like yesterday. Pretend Uncle Kevin is William Barr. Uncle Kevin, what shirt did you have on yesterday? See, I told you you didn't know what shirt you had on. You didn't even wear a shirt, did you? See, this is what we're talking about here. We have the Attorney General here, Uncle Kevin here, saying he wore a shirt. He probably didn't even wear a shirt. Oh, this is ridiculous. I can't believe this.
May I speak?
Well, you speak when you're spoken to, sir. Now you're speaking out of turn. You got some nerve coming in here.
May I go to the bathroom? I gotta go to the bathroom.
No, you cannot go to the bathroom. You gotta sit here and listen to this. These are important questions. Are you dodging these questions? Do you not want to answer the American people?
I've been sitting here all afternoon. I gotta go.
Stay tuned, Wayne Elliott. We just enacted the bar here yesterday. Yeah. That was it right there.
Thank you. Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. They we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum!
The Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots, by Town Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Town Crier so you'll know who to blame for this travesty of the justices. Available online at theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com and online wherever books are sold.
Todd during the break, and he brings up a great point. He was going on the break looking for this video. He can't find this video anywhere.
Nowhere.
Somebody has saved it. I mean, it's got to be somewhere.
It's got to be somewhere.
I should have saved it. I haven't seen it either.
Me neither.
All I see is the where it's taken down. And parts that, well, this is edited. This has been fact checked. This is...
They did a good job. I didn't see it either. Hopefully we can find it.
I mean, at what point do you... You have to come to the conclusion that all the big corporations involved, they are hiding information.
Oh, totally.
So somehow... A doctor in Africa, other doctors telling the story of how they're using hydroxychloroquine is now dangerous. I mean,
it's real dangerous.
They can't edit, you know, child porn. They can't edit and catch, you know, they can't stop, child trafficking, chatter across the internet, but they can stop the African doctor telling you
on the internet, you can buy anything you want.
Yeah, but you can't hear this lady from Africa.
You can't watch that.
You can't watch that video from the lady in Africa telling you how 350 patients she used or treated.
Yeah,
and all of them are doing well.
Yes,
none of them died.
You can't find that.
You can't find
that. But you can buy anything.
50 cents a tablet for that hydroxy, boys. 50 cents.
Oh, there's Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Are you ready, Wayne? We're going to introduce you proper if you're ready.
Anytime, buddy.
Okay. Well, we were just kind of stalling a little bit, waiting for Wayne to get himself together. We got caught him, but it's always a pleasure to have one of the best Canadians, our favorite Canadian.
Yes, absolutely.
He's got to be
next to Wayne Gretzky.
He's got to be the greatest Canadian since Wayne Gretzky.
That's right.
No question.
I'm sorry, I can't put Wayne, but you know,
he's a longtime health advocate. Of course, he's been talking about Strauss products, different thing, Iron Earth that we'll talk about, the REM sleep. He wants you to be healthy. It's a passion about him. You know how some people are passionate about football or baseball or what? He is passionate about your health, and we're excited to have him on as always. Wayne Elliott here on the Power Hour. Welcome back, Wayne.
Thanks, Daniel. Great to be with you guys.
We were just, I don't know if you mentioned about the hydroxy. It's like 5 or 10 cents here in America. You said it's like under 50 cents. I know it's pretty cheap. Do you know what we're talking about the video that nobody can see anymore?
No, but I've seen and read plenty, Daniel. Just read this morning that, Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation, who's apparently a huge contributor to the WHO, the foundation is, and population control that he's into and all these other things. But, he's still pitching that, we'll be safe when 7.8 billion people globally get vaccinated. He does admit that by average there'll be 750,000 deaths from the vaccine. So correct me if I'm wrong, boys, that's still more than Corona has killed worldwide. And that's if you believe their figures, which I believe are skewed by 80%, maybe 90%. They're calling everything. When I say they, many doctors and hospitals are calling everything COVID. I thought it was a joke, and then it was serious here in Canada. A man killed in a motorcycle crash, died of COVID, which is
a gunshot wound. Yeah, it was a gun. Yeah, there was a gunshot wound. Oh, he died of COVID.
Yeah, he was driving his motorcycle.
So I think this was... there was a plan. I'm not saying the virus was intentional. Who knows? We'll probably never know. But once it broke out and the delayed warnings to America until it had spread everywhere, they've been skewing the numbers. And my belief, guys, is this, and this is just based on this, all the Strauss teachings and what I believe I understand. If you were, particularly if you were under 70 and you truly died with COVID or from COVID, there is a big difference, but if you died from COVID, then I believe one of two things. Your immune system was very, very weak. And there's a million ways that can happen. Don't exercise, don't eat right, get 100 pounds overweight, don't take any supplements, don't get any sunshine. All of those ways will give you a weak, don't get enough rest, give you a weak immune system. And if you have a terrible weak immune system, let's face it, you can get just anything that comes along, from cancer on the most serious end of things, all the way down to yeast, candida, and so forth. Your immune system isn't working strongly if that happens. The other people, as far as I'm concerned, and particularly the younger ones you hear about, a father 30-something years old or 40 years old or even people in their 20s, I believe if their immune system wasn't terribly weak, they had something very seriously wrong with them, even if they didn't know anything about it yet. Like, cancer doesn't give you notice, boys. That okay, Wayne, you've got cancer, so you better get into the doctor. It's a process. All these diseases are as a process. So my belief is that a lot of these people, maybe they did know some of them, these other ailments, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, but probably plenty didn't know. It hadn't become a problem, recognizable problem for them, or hadn't been diagnosed yet. Otherwise, I say a younger person with a strong immune system either can't get it or gets it but suffers no symptoms, doesn't know they have it, or it's very mild symptoms like some people with the influenza B. I swear, it would take some tremendous evidence otherwise for me to believe any different than what I just said. So,
Wasn't you telling me last fall you got real sick and then I don't remember what month you were telling, cause I had the same, and I was trying to remember what month it was for me. There were 2 or 3 days where I was sick as could be and, really bothered. Didn't you have something similar like that you were telling me about?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I was, I got lung issues, Daniel, from asbestos exposure over 30 years ago, some pretty serious exposure on two jobs. We didn't know any better. It was the early 80s. We didn't know. We didn't even have masks on. And I recall it was the hottest July on record here in southern Ontario. And I can still see it like it was yesterday. It was like snowing in the engine room. Well, that was the asbestos. And we didn't know. We didn't protect ourselves. And it took my dad, you know, 11 years ago. I have issues over it. So I had a very tough month, and it was just after I left you in St. Louis. And, you know, we stayed at that casino hotel, and there was a lot of people around, and nobody heard of COVID at that point, that I know of anyway. That's probably where I picked it up, Daniel, and it just kind of slowly took me down. What I first suffered was fatigue. You know, I was just tireder than usual and lacking energy. And then for about 3 weeks, boy, never in my life was I sick or down under the weather for more than 3 days, but for about 3 weeks, and the third week was the toughest. Two nights I thought I might choke to death from not being able to take a breath of air, and I just choked and coughed and coughed. So I can see how if you have something seriously wrong with you like that, how this could take you. But, Daniel, so could the influenza B, and it does take up to 650,000 people a year worldwide. So I'm not sure of the numbers. I've almost stopped watching the news because it's making me sick so much of it. And I don't mean physically sick, but it's, you know, I just can't stand what I'm seeing. I still don't think we've reached what WHO and CDC say is the top range of numbers of deaths globally from influenza B every year, and that number is 650,000. So they say that of all the years, it goes from 295,000 deaths to 650,000. That's the range. I don't think we're at 650 yet with COVID.
No, we're not. Let me tell you about this video real quick, just so you can know. There was a video, you know, was it 2 months ago, 3 months ago? I don't even remember. Donald Trump came out and said, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine and zinc to help prevent having serious COVID problems. And the news went nuts. Well, here just recently, in the last week or so, some doctors, one particularly out of Africa, a bunch of doctors got together and said, we've been using hydroxychloroquine and the zinc, and our success rate has been phenomenal. We can't get people's attention. Big Pharma is ignoring us. Big Pharma won't let this go out. We are using it. This is what happened. We don't care. We're going to risk our life. This is the video that went out. These are doctors. There are several of them. The video went viral, of course. Donald Trump Jr. put it on his Twitter. Twitter banned his account. It went all over Facebook. Everybody who has posted it, they erase it immediately. My wife's Facebook, I went on her Facebook and just went on her feed, if you know anything about Facebook, and there must have been five people who said, what is this? I keep trying to post this video. They keep trying to raise, what is this? What do they not want us to know about this? This is BS. What is this? I mean, they're mad. And Todd this morning said he can hardly even find it. He just said in my ear that he found it. He does have it. So we're going to get it and hopefully put it up on our website. But this is just a simple video of doctors telling the treatment. This is blowing up their narrative. If this is true, why are we wearing a mask? If this is true, why do I need to risk getting a vaccine? If this is true, why do I need, I can't travel now because I need some stamp or some tattoo that says I had a vaccine? It blows all their narrative up, and they're showing themselves to be tyrants. This is a big, big story, I believe.
Oh, yeah. It's not just South Africa, Daniel. I saw, and you're right, they took every one of them down. They took some of my comments down on Facebook. But there's a lot more than just a couple of doctors in South Africa are using it successfully. They're not given any, there's no statistics. The government doesn't want to hear it, obviously, or the mainstream media. But with great success, apparently. And the Technique de Monterrey, I think it's called, Mexico, they're one of their very main medical institutes that operate three hospitals and a big research facility. It's called Monterrey de Tech or something like that. Well, they contacted us, and I spoke with a fellow there, actually another contact in Mexico, and they were the first to discover, Daniel, that with this COVID, what's happening to some people is their blood is clotting unusually and causing strokes. And since this technique de Monterey discovered this, they claim not to have lost one person to COVID, even over 80, is what the letter to me said. And we sent, I don't know how much, but Strauss sent some bottles of heart drops, because if your blood is clotting, if you're having those kind of issues and people are having strokes, they wanted to try the Strauss heart drops, because one of the things that Strauss heart drops does, as you know, is works on blood clots, varicose veins. It can relieve it tremendously and flatten them. That's dried blood in there. It's no blood flow. You know, that's why some of those veins can be so nasty and painful for people. So I haven't heard back from them, but I thought to myself, now why isn't this all over the news when this major Mexican medical outfit with three hospitals, all of them open to COVID people or people that were thought they were infected or had the symptoms, and they said they were losing no one once they discovered this. Well, I haven't heard another thing. And then about 3 weeks later, Daniel, I heard several newscasts the same, that they discovered this, and then no more. I've not heard it since. So, you know, that just tells me, how can, like you said, how can major pieces of information be buried? I swear, and I had never been a conspiracy guy. I don't like to think like that. But there's way more than meets the eye here, fellas. There's way more than meets the eye.
Well, let's dive into that. There is way more. But I think the silver lining here, and I see this as a fantastic story, because people have woken up to the idea, not only are they lying, they're something's wrong here, but I'm mad about it. And when you're mad about something and you get motivated about it, then you can't tell somebody anything different. It's like a certain percentage of the population, forget it. They're not getting the vaccine. Why should I believe you? You won't even let me see a video about a doctor healing people in South Africa, or you won't let the information from Mexico get out about the clotting. Why should I listen to anything you say? So to me, that's really good news, and bodes well for shows like this, Independent Thought, what you've been doing, your work with Strauss, and really your life experience. That's what people are resonating with now, I believe. What's your thinking about that?
I think, Daniel, they have a large number of people so afraid. And I watched this great psychiatrist several months ago who said, you know what? Yes, you're afraid for your mother. Yes, of course, you'd be afraid for your children. But let's get down to brass tacks here, folks. When you're afraid like that, it's your own mortality that you're afraid of. It's you. You're afraid to die yourself, and that's where this fear, that's the garden that this fear grows in, Daniel. And with these reports of huge spikes of infections in the United States, in the South particularly, in Florida and Texas and California and so forth, they're scaring the heck out of people that it's, you know, it's, that they truly have to hide from it. They just put it into regulation. And in Niagara region, I think we have eight, 7 plus 1 is 8, I have to mistake the number, 8 cases in Niagara region of 500,000 people. What did the regional government do this past week? Masks in any public place. It's the law now. And can't wear them because of my situation. And I went into a store the other day with my handkerchief over my face because I guess they just won't let you in. But you see, I believe they've, and what's conspicuously absent, me and Kevin were talking about this a week or so ago, Daniel. So you're hearing about tens of thousands of new infected cases a day in the United States. You know what's absent from it? How many of them are hospitalized? How many of them have no symptoms, and how many of them, even with their fictitious numbers, have died out of these tens of thousands a day? Young people, so they're scaring the heck out of everybody, because 40% now of newly infected cases are young people. These are the statistics they report, Daniel. They don't report things that allows you to put it in perspective, like, you know, in Los Angeles, I'm just throwing numbers here. This isn't a fact. I'm just saying, Los Angeles, 10,000 new cases today. Nobody died. 86 people were hospitalized.
I don't even care about new cases.
Yeah.
Yeah, new cases mean nothing to me. That means nothing. Deaths mean something. New cases mean nothing. And especially what we saw with Florida. You talk about the testing. You said it's 90%. Well, that's exactly what they found out in Florida. It's about 90% skewed. You know, when they started to bypass the CDC for these statistics and go straight to Washington, they found out, yeah, it's about 80, 90% skewed these statistics were. You're 100% right.
So where are we now, Daniel? If that were true, I believe it to be true, if that were true, we're at less deaths so far in the world than SARS. We're less than 20% of the deaths from H1N1. And, as a quarterback, I my head bounces downfield. I always look downfield in any situation, and I don't mean literally, but in my mind, thinking downfield. So you read stuff that comes out of Bill Gates. I've watched a couple of interviews. Now do the math. This hydroxy pill that's been around 70 years, anti-malaria, it's on the WHO's must-have inventory list, and there's tons of it available, less than 50 cents a tablet. Here's another big thing, boys. You don't have to go to the hospital, see a doctor or a nurse to take these tablets. You go to the druggist, I guess, you get them and you take them like any of your other prescriptions. And apparently so with the vaccine, you don't give that to yourself. There has to be a nurse or a doctor involved. Therefore, there's bricks and mortar overhead. It's either a doctor's office or hospitals. So Gates says, I don't know how he knows this far ahead, boys, when they don't have one ready yet, but they should be able to do it for $1,000 a dose, not more than $1,000 a dose. Now, they've already come out and said, wait, you hear this, Daniel, I love this. You got to have three doses. You get one today. I think it was one 24 hours or 72 hours later. And then guess what? 12 months from the first dose, you need another dose. I did the arithmetic, and with real modest costs for hospitals and doctors and nurses, it's $30 trillion U.S. dollars. I believe that's
quite a business plan.
That's slightly larger, Daniel, than the total U.S. debt right now, okay? So just picture how much money's here for Western medicine and the creators of these whoever gets the patents on these untested, really, they do a few weeks tests. They're already on phase 6. Now, tell me something. So they're going to do, let's say they do 6 months of testing all together, and maybe they skew those numbers, too, and don't report the dead. How do you know what this does to you 5 years from now, Daniel? You're going to give this to your child, and you don't know what it does because it's never been tested? Come on. Not me, brother. Not me.
That's quite a business plan he's got going on there. That's pretty slick.
That's the big banana, man. Don't get any bigger than that. That's the big banana. I never heard of a $30 trillion deal in my life.
Whoa.
Never.
We got about 4 minutes till the first break, and on the other side, we want to talk about Iron Earth. We want to talk about REM sleep, Tranquil. We got the time for maybe one question. People are asking, they keep asking about CardioCom, the cardio support. What is the difference between the cardio support and these heart drops? How are they different? Why should I take one or the other or both?
They're very different. You should definitely take both. The heart drops makes everything work better, Daniel, because the heart drops ensure that blood goes to every cell in your body like it's supposed to. No more blockages, no more restrictions. That's what the heart drops does. So everything works better with them because they deliver the medicine to the area it's needed. The CardioCom is an incredible formula. Fixed me 3 or 4 years ago and my best buddy, another football player, of arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat. And it was developed some 200 years ago for two things, irregular heartbeat and a damaged heart. In those days, they didn't know much. They had no diagnostic, but people would have a weak heart. And, their pulse go crazy and things like this. So the CardioCom was created to both fix arrhythmia, that's Western medicine's hardest heart disease or heart ailment to fix. Their answer is a very dangerous drug or the pacemaker is a final. And I don't want to tell any bad stories about pacemakers today. It make me cry with some former football players and heroes of mine. So let's not talk about that. But the annual will do what it's supposed to do, you see. It's only about 20 years ago Western medicine accepted that dead or we'll call them dead heart cells can be revived, just like liver. And Western medicine finally agreed to that about 20 years ago. Well, that's the other thing that the CardioCom supports people to do, is to help your body rebuild and rejuvenate your heart cells. It's just the cat's meow for arrhythmia. Daniel, I took it 23 or 4 years ago. I haven't had any irregular heartbeat since. So you tell me.
What about a heart murmur? How is that different from a heart murmur? What about a heart murmur?
Heart murmur, many people are born with. My old back catcher was. He ended up needing it. It's not a good sign. One of my sons was born with a heart murmur, and he's the strongest of them all right today, but he's only 39 years old. So I'm always asking him and taking his pulse. It gets on his nerves because about once a month I say, let me take your pulse, you know. But my old back catcher, Vince, who was on the show, your show with me once, at age 29, he had to have a new valve, Daniel, in his heart, and has been on blood thinners ever since because they can't have the blood congeal around this valve and so on and so forth. So, you know, a heart murmur is I don't really know scientifically, Daniel, exactly what's wrong, but it's serious enough. They kept my boy in the hospital for about 10 days when he was born.
Well,
years
there you
ago.
Go. There's the music. Hold right there, Wayne. We'll come right back on the other side. We'll finish that. We're going to talk about iron earth, soil remineralization. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? The Paramall cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.